Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Come. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.95 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We got Joe Murray this morning on a very happy Joe Murray.
He's all smiles and giggles.
Permagrin, dude, counting down the minutes until what? When's tip-off? 12:30?
12:15, Louisville, Minnesota.
He will be in his happy place with one of the best gambling days of the year, one of the best sports days of the year, to be quite honest. And we also, of course, have the great Ted Johnson, who's been filling in while Fred is out. And I saw a story. Well, first of all, we're going to have Matt Light on the show at 8:20, which I'm really looking forward to because you guys spent some time together, and I'm sure the stories that you guys could tell about each other's time is pretty fantastic. Also, Danny Ainge is going to be on with us at 9 o'clock. But I saw a story yesterday, Ted, that made me think about you. And yesterday it was announced that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they are officially going to be hiring two female assistant coaches for the upcoming season. Now, their names are Lori Locus and Maral... Oh boy, Yadafir. I apologize for probably completely butchering her last name. And they're going to be the team's first full-time female coaches in franchise history. Locust was a defensive line coach for the AAF in Birmingham. And she also previously served as the Ravens defensive coaching intern during training camp. She was a defensive line and linebackers coach for Lehigh back in 2017. And then Javadafar worked as a physical therapist at VCU and also at the Avant Physical Therapy Center in Seattle. And she also did some stuff with George Mason University. And, you know, this is obviously something you don't hear of this happening often. It's the first full-time female coaches that they've hired. And I was wondering, Ted, as a player, as a guy who is in a sport and played a sport that has a perception of being extremely masculine, what is your opinion, or what would be your opinion if you were a player and your immediate coach, like somebody, I mean, they're obviously going to be in a position, what would you, defensive line? Is that what she got hired for?
Yeah,
is that
the position? There's an assistant strength coach and the assistant defensive line coach.
How would you feel about having two female full-time coaches on your team's coaching staff?
Look, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just think it's a tricky situation. And I've talked about this before. Down in Houston, where it's, and I got criticized for just, you know, even questioning if this was a smart idea, because I think Bruce Arians hired a female coach last year when he was with the Cardinals, or 2 years ago when he was with the Cardinals. I think he did TV last year. Yeah, he did. Steve Wilkes was the coach there at Arizona. But so he's a forward thinking guy, and I think that's great. I think you just have to be careful. An NFL locker room, an NFL workplace is unlike anything there is in all of the world in any working environment. It's raw. It's inappropriate at times. It's alpha male. It's in your face. And at times I would think it would just be highly inappropriate for a woman to be in that environment, day in, day out. Now that's my feeling. I think it's a tricky situation with all this stuff that goes on with the domestic violence stuff, and we have, you know, Jerry Richardson, and so it's the NFL doesn't have the best kind of
track record
when it comes to that, right? I mean, when it comes to just the treating women in general, and so
don't you think
it makes me a little bit nervous when I see teams hiring female coaches. Just I would think that the women know kind of what they're signing up to, know that it's a work environment. I mean, the things that I mean, HR, are you kidding me? What business or what company can you be in where it is literally okay for your boss to dog cuss you up and down and verbally abuse you and it'd be okay. The NFL can do that. What work environment can you go in and do an interview where they ask out of bounds questions, inappropriate questions, and it be okay? No other job, no other work environment is like that other than in the NFL. Some of the music that's played, very inappropriate at times, right?
Sure.
You can't do that in a typical work environment. So it's just, it's a work environment that is so different than anything else than you can ever imagine. And you put females in that environment, it makes me a little bit worried. That's all.
No, I
just have concerns. I'm not saying, you know, and then you say, well, you know, every woman should have a right to do anything. I get it. But man, but coaching in the NFL, like coaching in a work environment that is the most unique working environment there is, I question that, and I just have I have some issues with that. It would make me nervous.
And I like having you talk about this because you're the only one in this room who's been inside, and you know exactly what happens inside these locker rooms, and you also can, you know, understand these players that you're with and what their attitudes would be. Obviously, you said you'd be open to it, but when you talk about, you know, this is the only place where you can do that and it's fine, don't you think that by hiring a woman, and you said they have to understand this goes on, isn't there also another school of thought that
change the behavior?
Like, perhaps. I mean, do you need that part of it to be an effective football team?
No. And look, we need to evolve. And I think, Rich, I think that's a fair point. I never really thought about that, where it's almost the presence of a female coach might make it, you're right, maybe better. And it might put everybody.
Because I don't see the Patriots doing that. Like, because maybe I'm completely wrong. But when I imagine, like, that locker room being a little more disciplined because Belichick runs like a tight ship over there. Yep. Whereas I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and I think the exact opposite. It's just everyone's going nuts. Now, I'm not saying they're being misogynist or whatever, but I mean, you look at, you know, Antonio Brown, the way he was FaceTiming while Mike Tomlin's trying to speak to them. And it just seems like, you know, the people are going, you know, everyone's got their own rules.
Have you ever seen a player and a coach get into it? Todd Haley, you get into it with, Antonio Brown. You've seen him get into it with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, there's a lot of coaches and players. Sean Payton has gotten into it on the sideline. Can you just imagine a visual of a player and a female coach getting into it, a verbal altercation on the sideline? What that would look like?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just give you a scenario.
I'm not saying it would guarantee happen. I'm saying, just what if there was a possibility of that happening? What is the optics of that? There's just so many things that I just feel like could potentially go wrong when you introduce female coaches into an NFL
locker. I'll just give you a scenario in the NBA, and it's completely different sports, okay? But Becky Hammon, a former player, she's now a coach. Years ago, Cedric Maxwell got in trouble when they hired a female official. Yeah, you know, had a comment about, you know, stay in the kitchen, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But you are right. Like, the football locker room, it's boys being boys, men being men.
It's primal, man.
You have to have that to be effective. Work environment. And once again, I mean, I know this is like everyone complains about things going in a different direction. Oh, the good old days. But, I mean, do you honestly have to have that? Because I would think that.
Can it be one sport or one working environment where it's like, all right, there's an understanding that that's maybe not appropriate and the right thing to do? I feel like in this case, it's something you really have to seriously consider.
I also
consider.
Think, aren't we kind of pandering right now, like with women, to say that, oh, you know, this music, it's going to be offensive? I mean, that's almost like saying, you know, maybe they don't want to be treated like delicate little flowers. You know what I mean? Why should you be intimidated by music with bad lyrics? You know what I mean? It's like, I have a feeling that if you're a woman and you want to get into coaching, you know, you obviously know
there's
a difference between, you know, guys talking trash against each other and cranking, you know, music with like really horrible lyrics and someone actually doing something like harassing you. You know what I mean? I think that there's several. Like, we're kind of lumping it all together, and I don't think that's fair to women. You know, we're writing them off as being a little too delicate, don't you think?
Yeah, I get it. I just, it's kind of like, well, you would think a woman would know what she's signing up to when she does it. But I don't know if every woman does that's going to be a coach in the NFL. I don't know if there's kind of this understanding that, you know, all that's got to stop if I'm here kind of thing.
Is there a faction of player that wouldn't take a female coach seriously?
Yes, I would. I can't say. My feeling is there'd be a small percentage of guys.
Yeah, like you never played the game.
Because there, it goes. You're... There's guys that don't respect coaches that never played the game. Like, so, you know, it's. I mean, I got millions of examples of that where the players are just dismissive of a coach who feel, you know, where guys feel like, well, they got a job because they knew somebody, or they feel like they're in way over their head, and so they dismiss. They don't respect them, and I just, so if that is a dynamic that I've seen and know happens,
but we've seen those people earn respect. Like, we've seen Josh McDaniels earn respect. You know, I mean, there have been effective coaches of guys who haven't played at the highest level, who I guess because they figure out a way to win. It's, I mean, obviously winning earns respect, but you know, it's not like someone who's done that hasn't succeeded before.
Right. Just, I'm not pleased here. I mean,
I got it. Someone's pissed at me. I want to take this call. Right. Kate, you're online too. Hey, Kate, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. So, all right, Rich kind of said it when he was like, look, maybe we're pandering and thinking women are delicate little flowers. But also what I'm hearing from Ted is, we can't expect these guys to behave like adults. Boys will be boys. Let's let them do whatever they want. Let's protect them from the fact that they may have to answer to a female authority someday.
and okay, so where do you stand on this? I mean, I my whole thing was that when we say that they can't handle the locker rooms, or can they handle the locker rooms, you know, to me it's like, well, maybe some of that stuff does need to change. I don't think you absolutely have to have it to win. And also, doesn't it sound like we're treating women with kid gloves when they probably don't want to be?
Well, exactly. But it also sounds like we're treating football players with kid gloves. So at some point, the ones who have no respect for females are going to have to learn that females are 51% of the population, and they're going to have to learn to have respect for them as human beings. So it's a little bit of both.
Look, I'm down with that. I get it. And Rich, you said it. Like, what do you think maybe the presence of a woman would make raise everybody's game? Yeah, I think that
that's a very convincing.
There's a possibility of that, but I'm just saying it's across the board. I mean, there's going to be maybe a guy or two. Is my feeling that would not buy into it, or would not think it was cool.
Without naming names, can you immediately think of a player who would just be like, "Oh hell no"?
I'd have to think about it. I play with really good guys. Okay. You know, I play with really good guys. So I can't say with any real certainty right now that there would be a guy that I would say would clearly have. But I know there would be a guy or two. I just
there
know
absolutely
it.
Would be.
You're right.
All right, we'll take your call. 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SportsHub. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SportsHub to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Hey. Whiskey, donuts, hot sauce, candy. Matt Schaefer has you covered with the Sports Hub Grub Podcast. 98.5 thesportshub.com, bpodstudios.com, and the Sports Hub app. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
985 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and we have Joe Murray in studio also. The great Ted Johnson, who, the man of three rings. The guy's got three Super Bowl championship rings, and he's got the torn biceps to prove it. And we were just talking about a story that was announced yesterday that Tampa Bay is going to be the first team with two female coaches full-time. And one is going to be, like, with the defensive line, and I forget what the other one is.
The assistant strength coach.
Okay, assistant strength coach. All right. And they both, you know, have... you know, a pretty good resume. So, and we were saying that
this isn't the first time a female coach has been hired. I think Buffalo did it a few years ago with Rex when Rex Ryan was there, and then Bruce Arians did it 2 years ago as well. I will say this though, it's always been these roles, these coaching roles, have been in the form of assistant position coaches, not the position coach.
Sure.
Okay. It's the assistant to that position.
But it's somebody that you obviously know from playing. You're going to see a lot, and you're going to have to take some orders from, and they're going to be in charge of some of your workouts, your practices. I mean, these are people that are going to tell you what to do.
Sure.
And I was wondering, as somebody who played for all these years in the NFL in what is widely known as, you know, every movie, every stereotype is that the locker room is the most masculine place. In an NFL locker room, I mean, you hear
there
stories.
There isn't a more masculine environment than in an NFL locker room.
I mean, it's hard
to find.
It's testosterone. It is, you know, we hear stories. Scott Zolak tells us about people used to putting their body parts in like a donut box and say, grab the, you know what I mean?
That's just everyday stuff. Normal stuff.
That's boys being boys.
Boys being boys. Know,
it is. So I want
to. And it's allowed and it's understood and it's acceptable.
So you know, we had somebody call in, and I actually agree with her. You were saying that your opinion was that, you know, that this is going to be a strange. There's many people who are going to find it to be a strange situation because a lot of times players don't even respect men who haven't played the sport.
Right.
So when a woman comes in, it's probably going to be different. However, you said you'd have no problem with it. Real quick,
zero problem with it.
Sarah, line three. Let's go to Sarah. You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up, Sarah?
All right. So two things. The first one is I'd like to understand what type of songs my fragile ears can't handle.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you're treating you like a delicate flower. And I'm like, I have a feeling that most women find that completely pandering.
Yeah. So I guess the one thing I did want to say in all seriousness is even if you don't think you're being sexist, saying things like that are extremely offensive to women. So I guess what these women are just trying to accomplish is their dream, just like any man would be. So I say treat them like men. They just want the respect that, you know, if you're going to respect them, the respect that someone that's a male would have in this role. And, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be putting your male parts in a donut box. And when you say that's boys being boys, I think that's like 7-year-old and, you know, 12-year-old. So
Met Scott Zola?
But that is the NFL locker room.
I'm just saying
that's a reality that goes on in an NFL locker room. So you can't dismiss that as if, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, guys are just going to stop doing that. That goes on in NFL locker rooms. Is crazy as it sounds, and almost as I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but that's kind of how it is.
Right. So, you know, I think there's a little involvement that maybe needs to happen in that respect. But at the same time, if a woman goes for one of these jobs in a very masculine environment, and in the most masculine environment of an NFL locker room, I just think she's going to need to be able to handle it absolutely just like you said. But at the same time, they just want to be treated like everybody else. They want to do their job.
Thank you, Sarah. By the way, and to your point, Ted, somebody tweeting goes, what are the optics of someone Ted's size having a screaming argument with a woman on the sidelines? The optics should be, that's what you do on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, I would have no problem with that. And now, if I'm sure people on social media would make a big deal with it, but if that person could easily be replaced with, as I was saying, Josh McDaniels, how many times have you seen, you know, coaches and players yell at each other on the sidelines? You should have no problem as a viewer with that. If you're a woman and you choose to be in, you know, work on a sideline of for an NFL team, you're going to get yelled at. Now, as long as obviously, you know, I don't know why people would be pissed off at that part of it. Now, it's the other part. Well, real quick, this is Chuck on line 7. He's making a point that I think you were hinting at earlier. Chuck, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Sure, if a woman can, if she wants to do that, let her be in that profession, but be careful what you wish for. I just don't see a player like Ndamukong Suh taken kindly, or would she be able to take it kindly, his rebuttal?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely players dead.
Like, you're not getting off your block. So what do you know?
Yeah, something who would like immediately like would be hell no. Like, I mean, we've had ex players come on with us that say that they wouldn't if they knew that a guy they were playing with was gay, they wouldn't want to be on the team with them.
Right. So as long as people understand that it's so, if in this situation that the female coach is going to be held to a different standard that is unlike anything in any other work environment, that she's going to have to be okay with these types of behaviors, which would never go on in any other working environment in anywhere in the world, right? I'm getting all worked up.
So Patsy, you're knocking over things.
So that if it's a full understanding of that, then okay. I'm just not so sure that's the case. And I will say this about the guys that play in the NFL are not the most enlightened guys.
Isn't that their problem, though?
But like,
isn't that a them problem?
But it's part of it. It's a sport problem,
it's
too.
It's a culture, man.
It's a culture problem. Like, when you get drafted...
Does it have to
right
be that way?
...right out of college... Yeah, here's you. When you get drafted out of college, your entire your football life is season off season.
All right, Jerry, line four. What's up, man? You're on Toucher and Richard. Ted Johnson.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Listen, I just wanted to say I coach at a university in the area, and you're both kind of hitting on the right points. I think that anybody that comes in that hasn't played needs to work their way up through the assistant ranks, earn their respect, and eventually you build your own resume to get credibility.
Which these women apparently have. Like, their resume is pretty good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The problem that the side that I agree with Ted, although he's getting killed for, I think what he's trying to say is, as long as the presence of a woman doesn't affect these guys' ability to get up to run through a brick wall for a game, these guys get to such a high, they need the testosterone, they need the adrenaline. If you soften that, or you bring in enlightened people, you need gladiators to go out there. You don't need people who want to just tone it down, and you're going to get quality of play. These guys aren't going to go that extra mile for each other. They're going to always question, oh, should I do that? Am I going to be in trouble? What are the optics of this? You need guys to just focus on strapping it up and going after it.
Yeah, I would say, look, all of a sudden, you bring a woman in, and all of a sudden you can't play the music you're typical of playing. You can't act the way you. I'm just saying.
Yes, you can.
But there was a woman caller earlier that just said that we all need to raise our, be more enlightened.
And
so
that means you can't play Drake? I mean, it's not like they don't hear that stuff. I mean,
whole war intensity level of the caller said, though, I don't agree with. Like, you're a football player. You're going to play football.
Right.
There's a woman there or not.
Right. I don't think
women are in the military.
Yeah,
there's people's lives are on the line.
Literally, coach.
You could get a bullet to the chest at any moment.
Yeah.
And there's women in the military. I would think that they can handle themselves in the NFL.
I agree. It's not about the women handling it, Rich. It's about how the guys will handle it.
Sure.
It's more about how guys, well, Ted, they need to be more light. Okay. Have you ever seen a typical profile of an NFL football player? They don't come from Ozzie and Harriet backgrounds. They come from dysfunction. They come from neglect. They come from abuse. And that's a big reason they choose football, because the football, the coaches are pseudo fathers. Their teammates are pseudo brothers. They finally have accountability. They have structure that they've never, ever had. And so you get those types of people that come into that sport, and so you can't expect them all of a sudden to be, enlightened and understanding and educating and open to these things. I'm worried. There's a concern for me in that regard.
Listen, everything worked out well when Kathy Ireland was the kicker on the necessary roughness team. When she showed up in necessary roughness, everyone thought it was good.
That big center
she
had
was
back.
Talented. Yeah. Welcome to football. Boom, right in the nuts.
That was great.
Scott Bakula, championship quarterback. All right, 617.
The Armadillos.
The Armadillo. Damn it, you remember the name. Your memory is unbelievable.
It's unreal.
617-779-0985. Here's Joe Murray with the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, quick three, right side, got
Kyrie Irving.
Into Kyrie, switches to the left hand, and lays it in.
Plays here.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
Buddy, I have a super dry tongue, look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Look at that. They're putting a bloody Sheila on the team.
We'll be the laughing stock of college football.
What do you think we are now?
Okay, I'm ready. Let's try one.
But Manu, she lent me the ball.
Snap the ball, damn it!
Hello, Manu! Manu, hike me the ball!
Relax, big guy. You've already got the job.
Necessary effing roughness. I completely
great
forgot.
Great pull by you, man.
Well, I mean, it was like, okay, so Joe Murray was like, wasn't Robert Lozier like the tough assistant coach? And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's right, Robert Lozier.
Yeah.
What? I just remember like right around the era that Major League came out, they were like a bunch of these like spin-off, like, oh, the old Misfits, and they put a team together. And that one wasn't even good. That put that in kind of the category of just like so bad it's great. Like if that's ever on TV.
I like The Replacements too. It's kind of like that as well.
See, they're like that.
The Replacements is like a legitimate like good movie.
Yeah.
Like that's what, like Necessary Roughness is not very good at all. Isn't Sinbad one of the football players?
It's time to pate.
But of course, one of the worst lines of all time in any movie was when, you know, Kathy Ireland was the kicker, right?
Kicker.
So, you know, she shows up and this guy's like, welcome to football, babe, and like knocks her over, and then she goes, welcome to football, and then kicks him in the nuts. And I'm like, that is just a really not a well-written line. But the reason we were talking about that is, and we'll wrap this up, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have the first team to hire two full-time female assistant coaches, and we were talking about whether or not Ted Johnson, being in obviously NFL locker rooms for a lot of his life, whether or not that would be an issue with some of the players. And real quick, let's go to Lori. Lori on line two. Lori, what's up? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hi. Yeah, I'm not in the locker room, but I worked in sales for 27 years with a bunch of guys who are all juvenile delinquents, and you know they're there because they like to play pranks, and it's going to be dependent upon the women. If they burst into tears every time somebody yells at them, They're not going to do very well there. You know,
You've
got to be able to roll with the flow and not be super sensitive.
Okay, thanks, Lori. I thought you were going to say something funnier than that, because up on the screen it says something a little more a little more crass that I thought was kind of funny. We'll kind of wrap it up with this, and I'll let Ted, you say your final thing here too, because we were talking about would Ndamukong Suh listen to it, and we had somebody tweet and say, any woman that wants an NFL coaching job has to work much harder than a guy trying to get the same job. Also, Sue doesn't listen to anyone, so who cares if he will listen to a female coach?
Yeah.
I say that's a pretty good point. And you wanted to...
So, this, just as far as expecting guys in the NFL locker room to just conform or understand or be completely cool with everything. Like, I'm that guy. Like, I'm a pretty forward-thinking, open-minded guy. I'm just saying I play with a lot of guys that are the complete opposite.
Sure. And that's, you've been there, we haven't.
And if you look at a lot of these guys, and I always like to talk maybe about their backgrounds and where they come from, and maybe as the reason why they're not as enlightened and as open-minded, is because these guys, like I mentioned earlier, they come from struggle. Football is about struggle. Every play, every training camp, every week, getting yourself up, overcoming physical stuff, overcoming mental stuff. You got to get yourself going. Guys that played in the NFL, most of the guys that are the really good ones probably had to struggle for finding food, come from poverty, come from
just
abuse.
Just like Tom Brady.
Okay, except for the quarterback position is in its own little category, all right? But the other positions, I think more times than not, you'll see these things. So to expect them to all of a sudden just guys to just be down with it and without any issues, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. And just one other point that I've always kind of had this thing. So I get it. We don't want to have a double standard in this world. Right? We want everybody to be treated equally and get the fair chances equally. I get it. There's always just one little thing that is always, and I'm almost positive this is the truth, but I feel like there is a double standard in sports in this regard. Media availability after a game. Women, you come into the locker room, I have zero problem with women reporters, okay? And I think most NFL players now just get it. It's like, no big deal now.
Sure.
Okay, it wasn't that way a long time ago. But men aren't allowed in women's locker rooms. Media members that are men are not allowed in women's locker rooms after their events. There is one little...
Why are women reporters allowed into the locker room when guys are still changing, when men reporters are not allowed in women's
locker rooms when they are changing?
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, that's a good question, but...
It's just a little thing that I've always kind of thought, well, there's nobody wants double standards, I get that, but that is a double standard.
I mean, I've always wondered why you couldn't just wait 10 minutes more for everyone to get dressed.
Couldn't agree more.
And then it wouldn't be a problem having everyone come in. Because you can't... Because that's one thing. You can't let the men in and not let the women in. You just can't do it with reporters.
In a
men's locker room, you can't give someone an advantage. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But you can easily solve that problem by saying, guys, 15 minutes, you better have your balls covered because we're letting everyone in.
Yeah.
I've always thought that was really, really strange. There was this one news
And I don't
report.
Think there's been an incident anytime in a while I mean, regarding a female reporter being in a men's locker room.
It is strange, I've always wondered, why don't you just wait a little bit longer?
I totally agree on that.
There was a news report, and I think it might have gone viral, but I remember seeing it live. So for a little while, I lived in Dallas, and there was a report that somebody was doing, and it was a prepackaged one. So that meant it had been recorded, they edited it, and they put it on TV, where there was a guy sitting in the locker room being interviewed. And I'm talking the entire upper left quarter of the screen. It took up one-fourth of the screen. All you saw was just a gigantic Dugan sitting right there, just like not going anywhere either. Like, this guy was stretching or scratching, and it just took up the entire upper left corner of the screen. And so I thought, so this clip to air not only had to have the cameraman see it, but also the guy who edited it said, we're cool.
Hey.
And then the people who played it back at the station were like, I'm completely fine with this. And right there, I mean, it was just like an elephant had walked into the room.
Hard to miss, huh? Okay. I think I've talked to you about my boy down in Houston, John McClain.
Yes.
Right, for the Chronicle. He's been covering sports in Houston for 40
years. Who has had many a great fight with the people of Boston, because he was ultimate, like, you know, during those great, you know, couple of games where there were, you know, the playoff and Dan Shaughnessy, and who was the player on the Texans that ended up getting a fight with him? McClain is basically the rah-rah Patriots suck guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of
a legend.
He's a legend in Houston. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
He's very much a legend in Houston. Anyway, the stories he tells about when he used to cover the Houston Oilers, it would be so offensive to every female in the world if you knew how it used to be in the 70s and 80s. Like, pictures. Yeah, he talks about a player that had pictures of him in sexual acts with women taped in his locker room for everyone to see and did not care if a woman saw it or not. Like, that was acceptable behavior. There was nothing, you know, that anybody said or did back then.
Was it Charles Haley?
But we've come a long way, is my point.
Charles Haley used to just straight up, like, make himself happy, like, in front of the other players in the locker room. I mean, imagine being like a rookie on the team.
Yeah. Hey, dude, what's wrong with you?
Throw insults at like their wives. Yeah. And stuff.
His locker. Locker. I'm right next to Charles Haley.
the stories about Charles are legendary, man. Sure. He went just a tad too far.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would absolutely say. Was it Boys Will Be Boys? Was that the book that that kind of chronicled all of that? Or I think that might have been the one. But the Charles Haley stuff just makes you go.
There's something right with that guy.
There ain't much different between an NFL locker room and prison from what I'm reading.
Back then, especially in, I think, some of those Cowboys locker rooms, absolutely, man.
Without a doubt. All right. Well, 617-779-0985. We'll be back in just a sec.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Now, let's analyze what's been working for us. Not a goddamn thing's been working for us. Like, this damn suit doesn't work for me, and this stinking tie, and this damn shirt, it doesn't work for me. You know how to play winning hard-nosed football? You play football like Engineiro played football. A guy who gave his life for this football team. He was a 140-pound halfback, and he played like a damn wild man. No, like a rampaging beast. And that's the way you're going to do it. You go out there, you tear your heads off, and you down their necks. Let us pray.
Yeah.
Loja, the greatest. Necessary roughness. I mean, in the annals of sports movies, like great sports films, that will never be mentioned by anyone. But my God, do I want to watch it again right now? I mean, there's several on a short list that it's just, you know, the staples. As a matter of fact, I think the movie I've seen more than any other film in my entire life is Rocky IV. Like, Rocky IV, I've seen so many times that I could lip sync it if it's on TV. Mm-hmm. The pauses, the
if
phrasing.
It's on and you pass it, you stop and you watch.
Oh, there's no,
like four or five of those. I think
Shawshank,
Shawshank.
But sports movies, yeah, I get you.
Last Mohegan.
This movie actually had a good cast, though. Like, it had Loja, Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula and good cast.
Well, whatever. Yeah, we know who he is, at least, right?
Well, is that the requirement for a good cast? I don't know.
But who else was in it? Hector Elizondo's in a ton of movies.
Oh, that guy.
Rob Schneider.
This is a great cast.
Jason
Bateman's in it? Teen Wolf 2 is in it as well?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said great cast. I apologize. I take it back.
But it's like, I mean, but the thing is, like, with Rocky, you know, I've talked about Rocky IV before, and, you know, there's a lot of people who will yell at you if you say that Rocky IV is your favorite Rocky movie, they'll be like, are you kidding me? Rocky won one Best Picture. Rocky,
no, that's crazy. Rocky IV had everything.
Rocky one. Watch it now. First of all, it is a great film. It's a great film, but it's not one that you want to watch over and over and over again. That first half of that movie is depressing.
Adrian's the wet blanket. Like, it's like with dog hair on it. And she just throws it on Rocky, and you're just like,
agrees. You know what she
is? Adrian, cut my man some slack.
She is the Lisa Simpson of the Rocky series. Like, any scene with Adrian, almost every scene, you're like, just leave.
So yeah, we can get Rocky so had miserable. Her back in Rocky 3. And...
Okay. Yeah. But what she was like the one character that everything came to a stop. Yeah. And it wasn't even like, you know, in Breaking Bad, people say that, you know, Heisenberg's like wife. I thought she was great because she was a perfect foil. Yeah. And she made him better.
She
and
saw
angry.
The money, too.
And, yeah, which was great. So, but you want to talk about just pure watchability. Rocky IV is the best one. There's no question. And it's also because there might be 4 pages of actual script, and the rest of it is just basically a music video. I mean, they play, when they go into a
great
montage,
soundtrack.
They play the entire song. Mm-hmm. There is maybe
a training scene or something. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
There's might be a 12-minute period where it's Rocky training in the
Siberia.
In Siberia,
yeah.
And it's got that, you know, it's man versus machine. And then it stops for 45 seconds because Adrian shows up. And he's like, I didn't know you were going to come. He's like, I'm here. All right, let's train some more. And all of a sudden, he's in a barn. And the entirety of Hearts on Fire by John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band plays. I mean, it was 30 to 45 seconds worth of dialogue within 12 minutes of music.
True.
So, but that's what makes the movie great. I mean,
it's so great.
It is great. And it's, to me, it's the best fight of all of them, although Clubber Lang was pretty good.
Clubber Lang was great.
Very good.
I'd even put Rocky 3 second. I'd put Rocky 3 second as far as the Rocky films. And now I'm not counting Creed 1 or Creed 2. I'm not counting any of those. I would go...
It's 3, 4, 2, 1 for me.
Man,
I'm... 3, 4, 1, 2 for me.
I might even put 5 ahead of 1. And I know that's...
Ooh, no.
Because 5 no. Because 5's so bad, it's no. funny. 5's almost necessary roughness funny. Like, it's like, you need some help, Rock? You say, no pie in contest. Like, I mean, there's so many bad... And by the way, Rocky 5, I think it was Rocky 5. Rocky 5, out of all the films, has the best speech. No, that was Rocky Balboa. Damn it. The one where it's about how hard life hits you.
Yeah, that's Balboa.
You get back up. That's Balboa. Yeah. So yeah, maybe Rocky 5 isn't as good. Maybe I'm overrating it right now.
Very
so
much
four,
so.
So 4, 3... 2-1
5
Balboa.
Balboa was good. I actually liked Balboa.
Balboa. Is it good?
Creed 1 was very good. I know you're not.
Creed 1 was
no,
good.
No, I didn't see Creed 2.
I haven't seen Creed 2 yet either.
And I want to because Rocky 4 is my favorite. And
it's okay. Creed 1 was a great film.
No, I think 2 is my favorite because of the jumping, the running scene in the ocean. I don't know if we got Dave Gosher's.
We do. Because that's one of... You want to talk about... Okay.
I'll do it tomorrow. There's no tomorrow, Rocky.
Where's the eye of the tiger?
Eye of the tiger.
How did they watch that scene where they're running on the beach and not just look at each other and go, dude, this didn't turn out the way we thought it was going to. So they're running in their short shorts, him and Apollo Creed training on the beach, and they keep coming back to it in the montage. And finally, when they're done running... They just start splashing and frolicking. And the
in
only
slow
word I,
motion.
It's slow motion. The only word I can think of is frolic. And then they just like grab each other and start
brace
jumping.
Each other, yeah.
Like, I'm like, what are you Greased celebrating here? I mean, you didn't win a fight. You just literally ran on the beach.
Oh, was it Rocky 3? Am I wrong? Is it Rocky 2? Rocky 3.
It's Rocky 3.
Okay.
Because Rocky 2, they're still fighting each other.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? They just knew that at that point, Rich, the hay was in the barn. All the work that they it was done. Now they just needed to go fight.
Well, I think the best commentary on that would be when Dave Gosher watched it. Of course, the ex play-by-play guy for your Boston Bruins, and gave this commentary.
It has been a tough time for Rocky after Mickey rolled a 7 during the loss to Clubber Lang, and now he's turned to his oldest rival, Apollo Creed, two of the great heavyweights of all time. And after a difficult start to training, Rocky has now decided that it's time for a swim. And now Rocky and Apollo sprinting on the beach, running to who knows where, older now but still running against the wind. Their training outfits are interesting. Very tight tank tops and very tight and way too short shorts. They're running now in slow-mo, and Rocky pulls away for the win at the finish line, now frolicking in the surf in a lovely warm embrace in the California sun. Things are getting weird. Is this still a Rocky movie?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
She loves me.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.